Hey there, this is Seth Juarez coming to you live from the Washington State Convention Center for Build 2017. We have here a distinguished panel of experts talking about NetStandard 2.0. Did you just give me the side eye, Damien? A distinguished panel of experts to talk about NetStandard 2.0 and .NET Core 2.0. So before we get started, why don't you introduce yourselves, tell us who you are and what you do. We'll start with you, Emo.
Wow, that was unexpected.
Thank you. I try to shake things up because I don't want you to get sleepy on me.
Yeah. I'm Emo Lentworth. I'm a PM on the .NET team. Like, we own the platform part, runtime, framework, and I'm probably mostly known for doing videos on .NET Standard at this point.
Fantastic. You're very good at videos, by the way. You're going to get me out of it.
I look fantastic in videos because I always make it slightly unsharp.
Nice.
Get to see the videos from his house. Those are the best.
Oh, wow. Hey, we should come over. I mean, you know, Thursday nights, I play Parcheesi. We can make a video after.
I like also fix my water damage leak. Right?
Okay. All right, you're up.
Okay, I'm Rich Lander. I'm a program manager on the .NET team. I work on .NET Framework, .NET Core, and .NET for UWP.
Fantastic. Damien?
I am Damien Edwards. I'm a program manager on the ASP.NET or Server.NET team, and I spend most of my day thinking about ASP.NET Core and SignalR and things like that.
It's good stuff. And you, sir?
Scott Hunter, Director of Program Management on .NET.
So they report to you, and so we're going to talk about all things .NET, right?
Yeah.
If they say anything wrong, do you want me to just look at you and be like, hey, this guy, man.
we'll just give the symbol.
Just give the symbol. Okay. So let's start with the elephant in the room. Recently, something happened about ASP.NET Core on NetStandard 2.0. Would you like to address that?
Sure. So what happened was it Thursday, Damien?
Yeah.
Yeah, so last Thursday, the team realized that ASP.NET Core had been targeting .NET Standard.
Okay.
And we just thought it would work on .NET Framework and .NET Core. And last Thursday, when they were trying some sample apps, we found out that it would not actually work on .NET Framework. And, okay. And it was too late for us to change the preview build for build, because it was last Thursday, and the show kicked off on Wednesday, and it was just, there's not enough time to actually go fix that. And so what actually happens after that is we actually went and put a pull request into GitHub across a whole variety of code. And the mistake we made is we didn't actually tell anybody why we did it.
Okay.
And because we didn't tell anybody why we did it, everybody just assumed things when they saw that. They're like, oh, you're going to kill support for .NET Framework. And so we did get we did get a chance to actually message that correctly and say, hey, we're broken for preview 1.
Okay.
But the plan is that we'll actually have ASP.NET Core 2 working on .NET Framework in preview 2.
Okay. So for me, one of the biggest confusions is this. Like, what is the difference between NetStandard and .NET, like as we heard it? Because all of a sudden there was these things called TFMs, there was these things called profiles, right. And I'm like swimming in these terms that I just don't understand. And so when you say, well, we plan on targeting NetStandard and there was something that fell out and it stopped working on Framework, what does that actually mean? Emo, why don't you talk about
it? So you think of .NET Standard essentially as a spec, right? So it's like the HTML spec, and then you have different browsers implement different versions of the spec, right? And you can think of the browsers in this context as different .NET platforms. So .NET Framework is a platform, .NET Core is a platform, so is Mono, Xamarin, Unity, and so on. So when ASP.NET decided to no longer target the standard, that just means that they no longer target something that can run potentially everywhere.
Right.
So when they now target .NET Core, they still run on Core, so that's unchanged. And the only change in that sense is they no longer run on .NET Framework.
Okay.
And that change was done as a protection for customers.
Okay.
Our fear was if you had an ASP.NET Core 1.1 application running on .NET Framework, you put the SDK2 on the machine, you go to NuGet, NuGet says, hey, let me upgrade you to ASP.NET Core 2.
Okay.
And you select yes.
And then it would break because obviously it doesn't.
It won't run.
Okay. And so that was just something you did because, holy cow, it's not going to work. We don't want it. It's never good to put customers in a broken state, is what I say. So we already have questions coming in. We want to get to them. What is the roadmap for UWP and .NET Standard 2.0? Making library for UWP Xamarin without old CPL is pretty hard with 1.4 at the moment. Who wants to take that one?
So I work on that. So it's correct that right now, if you want to use .NET Standard and UWP, you have to target .NET Standard 1.4, as the question states. We intend to make UWP support .NET Standard 2.0 later this year.
In the fall creators update.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So we're totally on that.
Awesome.
That'll be great for UWP customers because there's a lot of .NET APIs that don't exist in UWP today. And so basically all these APIs that we talk about, we brought back in .NET Standard 2, data sets, data tables, a bunch of stuff. That'll all be stuff that a UWP customer can use for the first time.
Okay.
So really, to me, it's going to make UWP a much better platform because a ton of APIs are going to come back, make it easier also to share code. If you want to copy some old WinForms code or WPF code into a brand new UWP app, you can copy more of that now because of the...
Right. It's the same APIs that the .NET Core customers are getting with the release we're talking about at build.
Okay. Okay. So here, again, another question. Can you clear up the recent confusion? Will ASP.NET Core 2 support NetStandard 2.0?
Yes. Okay. And both ways. Okay. As in, ASP.NET Core 2 can load libraries that target NetStandard 2. That was always the case. That hadn't changed. And it can run on platforms that implement the .NET Standard 2 spec, as Imo put it, including .NET Framework.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's pretty clear. Next, is ASP.NET 2 Core... It looks like we have that same question again. Is ASP.NET Core 2.0 going to run on the .NET Framework?
Yes.
thanks, Mike.
Nice. So yes. Is that the...
Yeah, we said that before, okay, yes.
Cool. Excellent. So here's another question that I have. I remember we were at NetStandard 1.0 like last year sometime, and then it went to like 1.1 and 1.2, and then all of a sudden I'm like 2. I'm like, whoa, what happened?
Well, that's not actually quite what happened.
Please help me.
Well, I think you were going to try asking something different, though.
Yeah, I mean, why the speed?
We did .NET Core 1.0
right.
in June.
Right.
But for a lot of our customers, it really wasn't real until March.
Right.
March, we shipped Visual Studio 2017,
right.
which was the first version of Visual Studio that had .NET Core tooling built into it.
Right.
And now we're in May, 2 months afterwards, and we're announcing .NET Core 2.
Right. And I said NetStandard. I meant .NET Core.
Like, I know what you meant. Yeah, so.
It feels like we went from .NET Core like this all the way to, whoop, we're at 2. What was that?
So when we did .NET Core 1, we learned as a team over that time frame. And one of the things we did in .NET Core 1 is we basically referenced .NET Core as a series of packages.
Okay.
It sounded good when we built it that way. The idea was, hey, we can break everything into lots of little pieces, and we can rev those pieces independently and patch them independently and stuff like that. It sounds like a good idea.
Right.
But the reality is we have a lot of packages in the .NET framework, and managing that graph of packages is super hard and super complicated. We've messed it up multiple times over the last...
It's complicated for both us and customers, which is like the worst combination you could possibly have.
Right.
But I mean, as a customer today, if you're using .NET Framework, you reference the framework and you start using it.
Yeah. Right.
In our case, you got to go find out which package you actually have to go reference to go find stuff. And so one of the fundamental changes in .NET Core 2 is you just reference .NET Core 2.
Okay.
Instead of referencing all these individual packages that are out there.
And that includes ASP.NET Core 2 as well.
We have a
new package, which is ASP.NET Core, all of it. And you reference that, and we give you all of the API, and then we've built new processes to ensure that we only deploy the parts that you use effectively,
okay,
which is nice.
But that's a change in how a 1.0 app and a 2.0 app behave. And so we thought that change was worthy of a major version. And then also, we brought all the APIs back as part of .NET Standard 2. What was that email? Was it 20,000 APIs?
20,000 APIs, yeah.
20,000 APIs come back.
Oh. He's been busy.
Did you write every one of those emails?
I literally wrote every single one of them. No, I mean...
One.
It's a lot of return statements.
The interesting thing here is that it's 20,000 APIs, but the real interesting thing is the delta to what we previously had. So we had 13,000 APIs previously. So we went from 13,000 to 33,000 APIs, essentially. So the relative delta to the product is ginormous, which kind of justifies the major version bump.
We didn't want to have like .NET Core 1.2 that implemented .NET Standard 2. Is it the other thing? We didn't want a divergence in that version
all
number
the versions
so quickly.
Line up. It actually makes a lot of sense to the customer. And then one thing we kind of glossed over, Damien was saying ASP.NET and EF are now part of .NET Core. So when you download .NET Core, you get ASP.NET, EF, and .NET Core. And you might ask, what's the benefit of that? If you publish your app today, if you build an ASP.NET Core app today and publish it to the cloud, you're publishing ASP.NET every single time.
It's a minimum of 15 megabytes.
So
today.
Whether you're not publishing your code, you're publishing your code plus all of ASP.NET. Then right. You add Entity Framework to it, you're going to publish Entity Framework as well. And so by making ASP.NET Core and EF Core part of .NET Core, now it means all the assets that we build are pre-installed on the server, and all you're copying up is your app.
Got it. Okay. That makes sense. And that actually goes to Anil's question. Can Entity Framework Core 2.0 be used to build Xamarin iOS, Xamarin Mac, and Xamarin Android apps? And the answer is yes if it's net standard 2.0.
It is. In fact, it's actually net lower than net standard 2.0. So any framework core still at the moment in 2.0 targets net standard, I think, 1.4.
Okay.
Or depending on which package it is, whatever lowest version net standard is. We're still discussing whether we have to lift to net standard 2 to get particular APIs because of, you know, 25,000, whatever it was, APIs came back.
Right.
And so there's new things we can do. But right now, it's still targeting 1.x.
I don't want to commit that Entity Framework 2 works in all those things that are listed up there. We are in the process of, the goal is to make, we used to call it EF Entity Framework Core, we used to call it EF Everywhere.
Right.
Because we want it to run everywhere.
Sure.
There are some challenges where we want it to run in UWP, but there's some issues as you natively compile it where there's some glitches, and we're working through with that team to solve those problems. And there are a couple issues with the Xamarin folks as well. So we've not worked out all the glitches, but we're working with each of those teams, and the goal is, at some point, it will work in all the places.
Right. Got it. Got it. Excellent. Next question. I am in the middle of an ASP.NET MVC Core 1.1 migration from a WinForm.NET project. When should I begin to look at a .NET Core 2.0? That, I don't know if you can. Can you do WinForms in MVC Core?
No, he's taking a WinForm application and turning it into a web application.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Got
that's,
it. Got
that's
it.
And he's asking, the question is, when should he start taking a look at .NET?
I'm in the middle of doing it now,
and you
just announced 2.0, kind of to your point before. So, I mean, we just announced preview 1. It's just a preview. We will have more than one, I think that's safe to say, before we ship the final version. So, and because we have a couple of limitations with the current product, like we already discussed, I think it's probably worth spending a couple of hours, like go and have a look, see if the features that are there are compelling for you, give some feedback if you can. But if you're in the middle of an active, like production project that you're working on right now, I wouldn't dive straight in and start upgrading. Like I would, you know, I would try and dip your toe in the water, have a look. And obviously, they're familiar with ASP.NET Core now, which is great.
Sure.
If you're in the middle of a project like that, I'd probably wait a little bit closer till we finalize.
Let's be honest. We just shipped preview 1.
Yeah.
Wednesday.
2 days ago.
ASP.NET Core 2.0 is a preview 1.
Preview 1. Preview 1. Very first preview.
Any .NET Core 2 stuff is preview 1.
Right. Got it.
I'll be very honest. The tooling is a little rough. It works for the most part, but it's got edges.
Yep.
Sure. The tooling we shipped in March with 1.0 is, you know, much more mature.
Got it.
Next. So the one thing I would say is when you port an existing application, it is worthwhile though to run our tool that we have API port to see what the delta in terms of work on your side is for 1.1 versus 2.0.
Oh, that's true.
If you have a large application and you find out that you're only, let's say, 40% compatible to 1.1, but you're like 90% compatible to 2.0, maybe it's worthwhile waiting a couple of months before you start investing like half a year of basically doing work that you don't have to do later on, right?
Can we attach a link to that tool?
Absolutely. What's it called again?
API port.
API port. We'll
it's
definitely
on GitHub.
We'll add it below that
you
way.
You run it and it shows you what APIs you're using are supported by the platform.
Got it. Okay. And I think I did a video on this with somebody that literally just analyzed your app and said, this is where you're going to have problems.
Right.
Cool. Next one, is it possible to run ASP.NET without MVC, not even MVC Core? For example, is routing authentication session still available?
Yes. So even though as part of ASP.NET Core 2, as Scott just said, we kind of bundled everything in together. We now have this superset meta package, as we call them, which is a package of packages that brings in everything by default. You still only deploy what you use, and you can decompose if you choose. So if you don't want to just say, out of the box in 2.0, when we go file new, you get everything. You can dereference the meta package and go back to just saying, no, I want that server, I want the hosting layer, I want routing, and I want authentication and nothing else.
Just packages.
Underneath the covers, you can still pick and choose what you want in the ASP.NET Core world as packages. It's just that the default experience we give you now is one, because most of the time, that works just fine, and we've done the work as part of making ASP.NET Core part of the platform that you don't carry it with you anyway.
Got it. So for these kinds of announcements, where's the authoritative place to go to know what's the official word for Microsoft?
It would be the .NET blog or the ASP.NET blog.
Okay, because I know
each of our teams.
Because I know there's some GitHub issues going there, and people say, and I have this opinion, that opinion. That's just sort of a workspace of ideas, right?
We are building our technology in the open now.
Got it.
And so when you go to GitHub, you're basically seeing conversations about people's opinions or thoughts of what we should do or could do or might do. You're seeing us experiment as well. So GitHub is not authoritative of what .NET is or
.NET
blogs
are.
The blogs are where the team will actually send the message about what we're what we're doing with the tool, where we're going to move the tool, and so on.
And it's not to say that the team members obviously comment on GitHub and we say things, and that's obviously part and parcel of running a project, and the community is involved with the project, and so the message evolves a lot of the time on GitHub. But as Scott said, if you want the well-cooked steak, you don't want to see all the stuff that goes up to that. Like, just read the blog post. Like, that's where the final message happens.
So we're at like 9 minutes left, and there are tons of questions coming, and I feel like we need to get to them. Approximately what percentage of full effects will .NET Core 2 implement? Is the roadmap to implement everything in full effects beyond .NET Core?
No.
So the quick answer for the percentage is full framework has about 250,000 APIs. .NET Core has about 33,000 APIs. But interesting thing is that there is big blocks like WPF and WinForms that have large chunks of APIs. But I think of them as one API that does one thing, right? But it's just a lot of them. If you look at the core layer that actually matters for most people, it's reusable libraries. I would say we are pretty close to a pretty complete set. I don't know what the percentage would be, but for the BCL part, that is the app model agnostic pieces, we are pretty complete at this point.
But I think the question is asking, are we going to move WinForms, WPF, WCF, all the technologies from .NET Framework into .NET Core? And the answer there is going to be no. Nope. That's not the goal of doing that.
Yep.
First off, WinForms, WPF, those are Windows features.
Sure.
They .NET Core is meant to be a cross-platform flavor of .NET, and so we're not going to move Windows-only isms into .NET Core.
Right.
And then also, we think of .NET Core as, what I like to tell customers, .NET Framework is not going anywhere. We're going to support .NET Framework forever. And so you should not feel compelled that you have to take all your old code and move it to .NET Core. The reasons to move to .NET Core are because you want cross-platform, or you want to be fully side-by-side. Or Damien was mentioning earlier today, .NET Core can move faster than .NET Framework because it's not a piece of Windows, and it does support side-by-side. So the goal is not to say everybody has to move their apps completely off of .NET Framework to .NET Core. If you're running WinForms or WPF or WCF, those are great workloads to run on .NET Framework, and we're going to support those things forever.
Got it.
So you don't feel that you have to move. You should move because you want cross-platform or you want the full side-by-side.
Got it. Here's some more questions. Should I see a .NET standard and XAML standard as only loosely related, or are they intertwined? Because there was this notion of XAML standard and this notion of .NET standard. Why don't you speak to that a little bit?
So it's definitely more on the loosely related side of things. I think the part where they're the same is they have similar visions, which is why they both use the standard term. But in terms of technology, they're loosely related, and we hope that they can be complementary. So that's the answer.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that the goal of both of them is the same. It's about making it easier to reuse code, right? .NET standard is about actually producing libraries. XAML standard is to have the same
UI.
XAML.
UI.
So you can actually copy and paste the same XAML definition,
exactly.
But you cannot actually build an artifact.
And I said UI fast, but there's XAML definitions for other things as well, right?
There is.
Yeah,
it's mostly UI, it's cool. Realistically.
Maybe a little off topic, but when can we expect .NET Native?
I would hope sometime next year.
Yeah, so this is, I think, for context. So we already have .NET Native, obviously, but that's for UWP apps.
They're asking for Core.
Yes, I know. Yeah. That was the thing I was going to say. So this is about compiling .NET Core apps to native code. As Scott said, that's probably next year.
Awesome. When can I say goodbye to PCLs or pickles for good?
So I would say that we are already pretty much pushing everybody to use .NET Standard over PCLs. At this point, they have pretty much the same end result. It's just that .NET Standard has way better tooling than PCLs have at this point. It's much easier to reason about. So I would personally expect the next version of VS to no longer support that, unless I get told that we can't do that. that's the thing that I hope we can do.
And you would tell him, right? So here's the next one from Nicholas Peterson. Can we install .NET Standard? And this, I think, speaks to perhaps the confusion with .NET Standard that some people have. Can we install .NET Standard 2.0 SDK on the current Visual Studio 2017, or will it work right on the preview VS? Amazing stuff, guys. Do you install, is .NET Standard something you install?
So I think the question is probably the wrong question. The answer should be, can you install .NET Core on the latest version of Visual Studio?
Well, they might be trying to create a .NET Standard 2 library
And they could be. So
Valid questions.
They're both valid questions. Right now, you have to be on the 15.3 preview of Visual Studio to light up the SDK.
Okay.
And what we've done is we've actually decoupled the SDK from Visual Studio with 15.3, meaning that
we actually now will have the ability, 15.3 and moving forward, to actually rev the SDK faster than Visual Studio goes.
I see.
So we could do a 2.1 or a 2.2 or even a 2.01 or whatever. We can do versions of the SDK faster than Visual Studio ships as part of this. That's why it's kind of a light-up thing. You install it and it lights up. But right now, if you want to do .NET Standard 2, you would have to install the .NET Core SDK.
So when you're saying, like, you can install .NET Core 2.0,
yes.
But is .NET Standard 2.0, that's not something you install. It's just something that the things you install adhere to.
Yeah, they're basically different things, right? .NET Core is an implementation of a runtime, right? It actually has things you can run. .NET Standard really is tooling. So you can what you install is the tooling, the understanding of who implements what and have the build process work. So if you want to target the standard, you need the tooling.
Right. Awesome. We have 4 minutes and we got tons of questions. Will .NET Standard 2.0 require UWP to be on at least Creators Update or Anniversary Updates and older to also be included? Or will the older ones also be included?
No, they will not. So it's what Scott said earlier, that we'll have a fall release of Windows. That's where the .NET Standard 2.0 support will UWP will come in, and it won't be the older.
And we can say why. There's APIs.
Oh, yeah.
The Windows team has to expose APIs for .NET Standard 2 to work on that, and so those APIs don't exist on the earlier versions of Windows.
This is a pure physics issue.
Right. Got it. Next one. Will all the great SPA frameworks we have now, what are the scenarios to use Razor and MVC UI?
No, none really. I'm just kidding. they're different tools for different purposes, right? And they all have, like anything in software development, each of these various stacks have different opinions and approaches to doing things, and they generally align well to different philosophies, different targets, different experiences that you're trying to build. There's a reason that plenty of sites today are still built using server-side rendering technology predominantly. Stack Overflow is one of the biggest sites in the world. It's predominantly a server-side rendered technology. A lot of the search homepages are server-side, but a lot of the rich client-centric applications that are highly interactive with a human sitting there looking at it and clicking at it a lot, Gmail, et cetera, those type of things, often, you know, really pioneer this idea of single page applications. So far with ASP.NET, ASP.NET Core particularly, we're trying to find the best of both worlds. So we're recognizing that there are times to use both types of technologies.
Right.
I think it's fair to say it's a lot more approachable, the server-side rendering approach, but there are times when you want to get right down to the client and use the features in the browser, and we're looking at good ways to try and integrate that. So we have a feature called SPA services for ASP.NET Core, where we actually can run JavaScript on the server as part of your application to do things like
tag helpers, right, that you have?
No, so tag helpers is all actually completely server-side. Okay. But we have this thing called SPA services that lets you run your Angular app on the server to do things like pre-rendering as part of the homepage coming down. So because SPA services have their own unique set of challenges, you can complement that with server-side rendering. So we're looking to ways to make them work well together.
And I know that I did a video with Steve Sanderson that's not out yet, where he made some templates for Angular and for React. And we went through, it's an hour-long video, and I'm still waiting for it.
And we're hoping to get those templates in Visual Studio as part of 2.0.
Awesome. Next, always a question about F#. Will the current version of F# be supported fully with .NET Core 2.0?
I think that is the plan.
We're trying to.
Yeah, that is the plan. We did announce that VB is now supported with Preview 1.
And someone, Hisham, is asking, any plans to bring VB.NET for ASP.NET Core while MS Build is, while we're here? Is there any plans to have VB.NET work? And you're saying
so. I think we just got the VB like compiler and toolchain up in .NET Core.
Yeah, for console apps and libraries.
But we haven't done the work yet to go and build VB templates for ASP.NET Core.
That's right.
And we have already stated that things like Razor, we will never be doing a VB version of Razor. Razor is fundamentally HTML and C#, and the language constructs really are optimized for that. But VB controllers, VB startup classes, those things are possible. We don't have a firm plan to do it yet, but there's really not much stopping us doing it. They're just really creating the templates, doing the testing, make sure the experience is good.
And demand from customers.
And demand from customers.
Absolutely. Next question, how does .NET Native tie into .NET Standard and Core?
Well, this goes back to what Emo was saying earlier, which is we have the spec, which is standard. Then we have runtimes, which is like .NET Native and .NET Core. So .NET Native is one of those runtime technologies. Earlier I said that in the fall we'll have support for .NET Standard 2.0 for UWP. That's when .NET Native will get it as
well. So that flavor anyway. Then I think there's this other .NET Core console app model of .NET Native that a lot of people are waiting for, which will be related in a slightly different way. But
So we only have like 40 seconds left. We're kind of out of time. Obviously, there's a lot of questions about these. Look to the authoritative places like the blogs for any if you have any questions about this. Obviously, .NET is here to stay. We have.
I hope so.
It's just like, I don't know what I'm going to tell my people when I go home, right? And so .NET Here to Stay, and it's something that's very important. I've been using .NET since 2003. I mean, I love the stuff, and thanks so much for all the work you do. Obviously, there's tons more questions. Make sure you address them. Look at the blogs, and we'll have to do panels like these again sometime in the future. People can tune in and ask questions, because obviously there's tons of questions.
And we work in the same building.
We do work in the same building. Thanks for watching. Again, we are learning all about .NET Center 2.0 and .NET Core. We're here at the Washington State Convention Center for Build 2017. We'll be right back after a tiny break.